Group Westbrook Auburn Studios. It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
It is 6:07. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Very much appreciate it. Yet another busy day in the country yesterday, and it's going to be a busy day in the world today. Right now in the Portland area, well, it looks like our Wi-Fi is struggling again, but it's chilly outside, and where you got to walk, it's really uneven. It's 9 degrees outside right now. It's supposed to be a low of 8 today. So just make appropriate provisions for yourself. They say the wind chill, the wind has been rough. I'll tell you, I'm a big old boy, as most of you know, if you've met me in person. There were a couple times yesterday I just waited for the gusts to stop before I took another step so it wouldn't knock me over. The wind gusts have been really rugged the last couple of days. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at stovesofmaine.com. Well, the Trump team and the Putin team are meeting in Riyadh, seeking to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. And, of course, the Europeans are losing their minds because they haven't really been included in the conversation. And so my question is, and I've seen people belly aching all over social media in America, why is Europe being left out? Where's Ukraine at the table? Where was your efforts for 3 years? This war has been going on over 3 years. Why didn't you go meet the Russian envoys in Riyadh and see what you could do? And the answer is you didn't do anything. But Trump derangement syndrome in this country by a certain level of people who the media has chosen to elevate, why, I don't know. They got their butts kicked royally in the election last year. And as old Barack Hussein Obama once said, elections have consequences. By the way, did you know that DOGE has only actually sought to cut about $55 billion so far? Did you know that? You would think with the bellyaching going on about the American government, he's cut $2 trillion. $55 billion out of $7.2 trillion. Unbelievable. Anyhow, back to the back to the negotiations in Riyadh. So they are meeting there. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting his Russian counterpart in Riyadh to try to figure out how to bring this war to a conclusion. So Ukrainians will quit dying and the Ukrainian country will quit being destroyed. And so Russians will quit dying. And so Americans can quit giving up all their treasure, some of which we don't know exactly where it went. It was, you know, it's really funny. People are really butthurt in this country. I mean, you wouldn't believe the stuff people are saying to me, which I don't care because I consider them lunatics with mental illness and they need help. And of course, we don't prioritize mental illness, which is why they keep running around like they're running around. Zelensky said 2 weeks ago, as he got out ahead of a story, that of the $177 billion that have been pledged to him and authorized, $77 billion had made its way there, and there was $100 billion missing. And nobody seemed to even care. But Elon Musk has gone in and uncovered waste, fraud, and abuse. And abuse is the worst one. Fraud's bad, but we know that happens in every aspect, except for the American election. That is the cleanest thing that has ever happened in all of world history. No one would dare try to cheat in an American election. It just would not happen. But the abuse, the arrogance and the abuse is just stunning. And so Zelensky made this comment in an interview. It went worldwide. And there are crickets going on in this country about it. Why isn't somebody asking the question, where did the $100 billion that was not received in Ukraine go? I think we know. And I think Elon's going to prove it. And I think that's why they're all so scared. That's why they're marching in the streets and at the capitals and at the Capitol in D.C. and da-da-da-da. They're scared because their gravy train is being upended. All these people who have sucked off a government and made mine and your life more difficult with overtaxation, and we are overtaxed in this country, unbelievably so. All these people that have stood up for every person that's come across the border illegally, even those who have committed crimes on our soil, much less those who have committed crimes elsewhere, they know that their day in the sunshine is over. This is not going to stop. It's going to be uncovered. The fraud, abuse, and the abuse is the worst. The arrogance of the abuse. We've detailed some of the stuff. But again, it only amounts to $55 billion. You would think that the foundation of the United States Capitol had literally been eroded based on the behavior of these people. Now, let me ask you something. It's 6:12 in the morning. Some of you are at work. You've already texted me today. Some of you are getting ready to work or getting the kids ready for school and then going off to work yourself. If you lose your job, why doesn't that matter? You know, Joe Biden cut the Keystone Pipeline day one when he took office 4 years ago. According to the Energy Department, there were upwards of 50,000 plus construction jobs that were ended, representing $3.1 billion in wages. And the Biden administration said to those skilled laborers, you can go build solar panels for $15 an hour. And there was no outcry. There was no upset. But you go to cut a government employee, and my good God, you would think that we were trying to take angels out of heaven. There is a sickness in this country, and it's called government dependence. But let me tell you something. A government employee losing their job is no more important than someone in the private sector. It's tough when anybody loses a job. Someday I'll lose this one, and if I'm not ready to lose it, it'll be tough. It happens. It's the way life works. Somebody always replaces you. And if I'm ready to go, that'll be one thing. But if I'm not ready to go, well, that'll be another. But either way, I'll accept it with grace and move on because it's their job. I just happen to be filling it. So it's always tough when somebody loses a job and you hate it because it makes their life difficult. But a government job is supposed to be a servant's job. And I don't think there are many people in this country other than the progressives who have their hand out hoping for the next check. I don't think there are many people in this country that feels like our government's a serpent. Hell, you can't even call the place and get a person anymore. You get some AI-directed, press one for English, press two for this, press three for the Department of Hell. By the way, there is no Department of Heaven. Isn't that odd? The government doesn't have a Department of Heaven. It's just weird. But why are government jobs sacred? I don't think they're sacred. Hell, I wish we'd get rid of all of them. I think government is a necessary evil in this country, and it wasn't intended that way, but that's what you and I have allowed it to become. And all the people that came before us in this country, you and I have allowed it to become a necessary evil, where they abuse the people. They can't get good service. I hear it all the time from contractors. They're treated like crap. They're the ones that build things we get to live in and work in. It's crazy. So they're talking about cutting government workers. And you would literally think that people were dying because they lost their job. I mean, Donald Trump offered 8 months of severance and full benefits for people to voluntarily get rid of their job. Those of you that are in the private sector right now, how many of you get 8 months of severance if you're asked to leave your job? Given the option to leave your job. How many of you get 8 months of severance and benefits? I would dare say not many, particularly in the state of Maine where I live. This is a poor state. We're in crazy town here. And now they are belly aching because Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, is meeting with his Russian counterpart to try to end the war in Ukraine. I thought we were against the war. I thought all you hippy-dippy druggy people where make love, not war. They're trying to end the war. But Europe is all in a panic because they're not included. Where the hell was Europe for the last 3 years? What has Europe done? The greatest threat to Russia is to Europe. It's not to us. Putin knows better, particularly with the boss back in town. Where were the Europeans? Where were they helping Ukraine? I know Poland tried to give them some planes, but Joe Biden stopped that. Where are the Europeans? Where were they for 3 years? Why weren't they trying to initiate peace talks with Russia to stop all this from happening? And the answer is they didn't do a damn thing. Not a damn thing. And now they're belly aching because they're not at the table. Well, Rubio's trying to go. He's in Riyadh right now, trying to take the temperature of what it's going to take from a Russian perspective to end the war. Zelensky's been clear. He doesn't want to give up the land. So he's not going to give up the land in order to end the war. He's not going to give back land. He said it. Now, whether he means it or not, hell, I don't know. I don't know him. But where are the Europeans been? I mean, all Europe ever does is bellyache at America. And if it weren't for us, they'd all be Nazis. I mean, what is the matter with Europe? Why don't you step up for a change? And now you're belly aching at Trump because you're not at the table. You don't deserve to be at the table. Where were you for 3 years, Europe? You were nowhere. Nowhere. Oh, we hear about Joe Biden strengthening NATO. He didn't strengthen NATO. If it weren't for Donald Trump, there would be barely any NATO resources except what we put in the pot. Even the Secretary General of NATO said that. I mean, give me a break. I'm tired of people barking at America. We're trying to stop the damn war. Don't you want people to stop dying? Why don't you support America?
Cha-ching.
Yeah, you're right. Cha-ching. That's what it's all about. I should be playing Ike's speech right now. That's what this is all about. In the war, the military-industrial complex no longer gets fed. They don't get fed. People at the Pentagon, well, they don't get their palms greased. If you think it's not happening, you're not paying attention. There's no way in the world the Department of Defense should be $1 trillion. There's just no way in the world that should be happening. Now, we need a strong defense. We need our military to have the best, but that doesn't happen. We're spending $1 trillion And we know that our military doesn't even get what it needs when it's on the battlefield. I know that firsthand. Because, not because I served, but because we were in constant communication with people in Iraq and Afghanistan helping send off packages because they didn't get the basic necessities because our government was too busy paying somebody off somewhere. Because that's what it's all become about. You think, honest to God, we need a $7 trillion federal government? For what purpose? Has things gotten better here? No, we have a porous border. Well, we don't now. Isn't that funny? Today is the 18th of February. Donald Trump hasn't even been in office a month, and border crossings are down to like 100 or so a day. Maybe it's 200. Damn sure not 12 million. I mean, honestly, this is just nutso stuff. And they're marching in the streets about it. Doge has uncovered $55 billion so far out of $7.2 trillion. And you would think that the government was crumbling before our very eyes. No, these people who have been sucking off the government, meaning sucking off of you, they're seeing their gravy train end and they ain't happy about it. By the way, did you see the plane in Toronto? It flipped over, crashed. Thank God nobody was killed. 8 were injured that we know of. NBC News tried to act like that was Trump's fault. The FAA, we've known for 15 years, has been short of people. But that happened in Canada, you know, the 51st state. It wasn't our FAA. And NBC News tried to make it seem like this was Trump's fault somehow. The FAA has been undermanned forever. You had a comment, Didi?
I was just going to say, I lost my train of thought, but basically it was wind shears.
Yeah.
And they cleared it. The runway was dry, which was good, but the wind was crazy, and they allowed them to land anyway.
Yeah. It's just, we're in nutso town. And so now Doge is looking at Social Security, and we have long known, and people know this. This is stuff of legend. Grandma dies, nobody notifies the government, the checks keep coming, and somebody, maybe it's the children, the grandchildren, the neighbor who used to take care of the dog because grandma couldn't, somebody keeps cashing the checks. That's dishonest. It's fraud. It's abuse. And that's what they're trying to figure out right now. And the level of information coming out in just the very early stages of all of this is stunning. People that are on the rolls at 150 years old were still getting checks. And yet people are saying he's going to dismantle Social Security. Here's the problem and the truth. Because you haven't protected it, you have almost destroyed it for the last 30 years. By the way, did you know that Ukrainian refugees could get Social Security? Oh, yeah, Joe Biden signed that into law. I couldn't believe it. I didn't believe it. I thought it was another one of those wives' tales. But I went last night and did the research on it. Oh, yeah. You aware of that? Why are Ukrainian refugees getting Social Security? I'll tell you why. Because we have politicians that suck.
Maine's locally owned and locally operated pharmacy has gotten a little bigger with a new store in Rockport. Community Pharmacy now has 9 locations to meet your needs. Find out more at CommunityRx.com.